your pastor buddy joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting shore of the South. RB 3.185 Clear Channel. Got our transmitters up tonight and running, and we're on internet simulcasting live around the world. We'll be right back, and Brother Ben brings us in.
America's time to break up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh bless you tonight. We got a great program for you. I want you to stay tuned. Tonight, the mysteries in the earth. We're going to talk about some aspects of the mysteries. We're going to start tonight, believe it or not, with a brand new series on the mysteries on our earth, perhaps under our earth. We're going to look tonight under the waters of the earth. Did you know that 71% of all of the earth's surface is covered by water? I mean, it's amazing. When you really think about this vast earth, it's amazing what Yahweh has prepared for them that love Him and are called according to His purposes. And it's one thing for Yahweh to hide a matter and another matter for a king to search it out. So the mysteries are here for us to search these things out. And by searching these things out, we know that we'll learn something about our Creator, because hidden in the earth and the mysteries of the earth is the key to our Creator. He must have loved this planet real well, because right now we're limited in how far we can go out into space. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's something very astounding here tonight by being as handicapped as we are. We do know quite a bit about the planet, and we're learning more every day. And let me give you some facts on the Earth. How life got really started on Earth. Where did it come from? And looking out at other planets, it truly just might give us a clue of what happened once upon a time on the Earth. Now, of course, you biblical scholars know in Genesis, it was the divine creator who created the earth. Now, when we're talking about the time frame, we think in terms of less than 6,000 years. Matter of fact, by going with the count of the chronology of Adam, if we take that he is the first human being upon the earth, and if you do, I think maybe you need to investigate some of the mysteries, and that's why we're going to talk about it today. And from his time and to his descendants, Noah, beginning from the flood, we have less than 6,000 years. So then we've got to really compact a lot of the mysteries into the earth, because science unequivocally says that the earth is much older. Now, we could go back and say, well, the earth is much older, but man is a recent introduction into the earth. Well, Adam is, that's for sure. But your anthropologist will tell you that there was life long before 6,000 years ago, at the approximate time that the Christian narrative picks up in the Bible. Was there man before what we have as the account of Adam. Well, we're going to think so. He is there tonight, and I told you that the earth is 71% made up of water, the coverage of it. That's astounding when we only have around 29% left for land mass. Well, has land at one time, did we have more land mass? Are there artifacts underneath these waters, which equals three times the amount of surface, dry land surface here? When solar system scientists get together, they discuss such things as Jupiter's mammoth atmospheric storms. They can watch it through telescopes, and they can read it now through satellite instrumentation. Martian soils with evidence of lakes on Venus relates to the search for life's origins. They decided that they have only glimpsed at what may be out there, and they want to do more as time goes on. However, we want to take a glimpse tonight beneath the waters, all the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the streams, and we want to look at the earth. And these discoveries could hide the past. And the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, but what is to be has already been. And if that's true, if what is to be has already been, then what is to be has been at one time prior to that and past civilizations. And you say, well, that couldn't have happened because we're only 6,000 years old and man is, he's not that old. Well, Earth is the fifth largest planet in the solar system and the third planet from the sun. Now get that, the fifth largest, which represents grace. And this earth has surely had its share of needed grace, the way we treat it, the way that we live on it, the way we mistreat it. This is, if you actually look at the ownership of the earth, Yahweh owns all of the earth, all of the water. He's got a title deed, and he can evict us and send us out into nothing at the drop of a hat. We have evidence that civilizations have been overturned in the past, and that whole societies have vanished perhaps underneath the water. Now, we're still, believe it or not, on the land masses, and we're going to get on to that in this series. We're going to the surface land and show you some of the mysterious elements, buildings, temples, hidden cities in the jungle that we know. Now, you say, well, this earth is not that barren or that remote that we cannot find evidence on the surface of the earth and perhaps under the water, because we've got underwater submarines that can dive to enormous depths into the ocean. Well, surprisingly, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about a city that lies beneath the waters of western Cuba, just a few miles offshore. Now, this evidence is so convincing to the scientist, it's just a matter of establishing this. Pictures have been taken, sonar, and imaging from space reveals that there is a mass city laying right off the coast of Cuba, and it would have to be very old. Now, Earth is the third planet. planet from the sun. Now, by being the third planet, it says thou shalt have no idols either in the sea or on the earth before me. That includes all of the earth and everything that is hidden beneath the sea. Does our government know that there is vast artifacts, whole cities intact, that lies beneath the waters? And I believe that the evidence supports that they do. Even researchers that have at time in the past looked into these things have confirmed that there is a lot of mysteries that lie beneath the ocean. Earth is the only planet now that we know of. Now I'm going to repeat that. Earth is the only planet that we know of that has liquid water on its surface. And like I said, this liquid surface water covers 71% of the Earth's surface, and the other 29% is rock and soil. White clouds of water vapor hide much of the Earth's surface. Believe it or not, when you're looking at it from space, the white clouds of water vapor that hide much of the Earth's surface. Earth has one moon, and Earth is 92,960,000 miles from the sun as we lay the third rock from the sun. And the Earth and its diameter is 7,926 miles. Now that's quite a rock. Third rock from the sun, which is 7,926 miles in its diameter. So no wonder nobody's ever dug through the earth. No wonder nobody's ever been to the center of the earth. No wonder that no one knows what is in the center of the earth. And we have in our solar system the sun. Now this is the inner system. We have the sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. And then the outer system is Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. We have in the heavens also moons that surround some of these known planets. We have rings around Saturn, strange. We have asteroids that are in the asteroid belt. And we have comets that appear periodically in a strange pattern and strange omens that most people relate these comets to. And the Bible itself encourages us to look into the heavens and to consider the things. Now, the first great mystery is that they have just found, mapped, a giant blob of water the size of the Arctic Ocean, which has been discovered hundreds of miles beneath eastern Asia. Now, you know that when we began the account of the flood, we just got through doing that series here a couple of weeks ago, that the waters were leashed from the bowels of the earth. And with the earth being 71% covered with water, man himself is approximately 72% water. Now, isn't that incredible? We're not amphibious, although some science falsely calls this, that we came from the ocean and we just washed up as a little blob of protein and we mixed with certain chemicals and elements, and we formed ourselves by natural or nature's way of forming, and evolution, as Darwin tried to project. But we who believe of a divine creator believe that there was an intelligent power behind the things that we have here upon the earth. The animals, the animal kingdom, it's amazing. Just a bird. There's no some little swallow that came and lit up on my windowsill today. And I got a good look at him and just amazed at the way he was structured, and it was cold outside and snowy, and yet he was warm and cozy, or he seemed to be, with the feathers. Now, who designed this bird, this marvelous bird, and who feeds the birds? Not one sparrow. It's a little lightweight bird. The Bible talks about him and says that he himself is aware of a divine creation, and the divine creation is aware of him. Nobody, nobody will be exploring this sea by submarine because it's 700 miles. Now remember, we got 7,000 and so many miles of diameter through, but this lay 700 miles above the surface of Indonesia, stretching all the way back toward the western tip of Russia, the area we call Asia. A vast ocean of water locked in a moisture-containing rock 400 to 800 miles deep beneath the surface. Now, if we really look at this and wonder why that the water came up at the time of the flood, Yahweh could have, it's just like a well, all this water. The wet zone, which runs from Indonesia to the northern tip, I'm sorry, I said western, but it's the northern tip, from the western back toward the northern tip of Russia, showed up as an area of relative weak rock casing, and the seismic waves, they knew this by the losing strength much more rapidly than elsewhere, and it indicated a deep reservoir of water buried the size of the Arctic Ocean. I've been in the Arctic, and it's a pretty good size ocean. And it almost boggles the mind that that much water is laying beneath the earth, let alone upon the earth, up to a 71% ratio of the coverage of the earth. It is amazing where all this water came from, where it still exists, and yet we are sure that not one drop of water has been made since the water appeared upon the earth. Now, how did that water appear? Well, the Bible says that the heavens and the earth were covered in water. Now, this is, again, I can't get over this. But Yahweh separated because at one time this water covered the entire planet. And he spoke the heavens and divided it from the springs above the heavens. Now, where does all this water come from when we have torrential rain or floods or things of this matter? Where does all that water come from above, and where does it come from beneath, as it's stated in the flood, that beneath the earth was opened, and up came this water system? Well, let's just say that you place a large body of water, the volume Arctic Ocean, and then you tap into that to come up somewhere in the Tarim Basin, and you could have a well of water springing up almost overnight, although it took 40 days to flood this Tarim Basin, this area in the Himalayas, right across from the Asiatic mountains. And this is part of the mystery of the water which got there by the process of plate tectonics, in which section of the earth crust shift. And I have already told you that that happens periodically and just could happen again. Now, we're going to get along here, because normally Earth's internal heat bakes the water out of the rocks before it gets more than 60 miles. The water then escapes upward as volcanic gas, an eruption by force through fire and melted magma from beneath the earth. But in certain places, doesn't the earth's surface, or underneath the surface, which reported is very hot at the core, and yet science is not proven that, this is just theory. And so then, a lot of the mysteries are given in account for the earth. Now, in stunning high resolution sonar images have now become limitless. Rolling white sand plains of this beautiful white sand, there are clear man-made large size architectural designs, and when you fly over with this high-resolution sonar, it looks like an urban development from a plane that you see along highways, tunnels, and buildings beneath the water. Now, there was a man that lived back in the 40s. Matter of fact, he died in 1945. By the name of Edgar Cayce, he was a psychic and a medium in trance. He predicted that off the coast of this area of Cuba and Bimini, that there would appear signs, it would be proven, that there was a large city called Atlantis beneath the waters of the ocean, and in the latter days between 1998 and 2020, that this city, through the tectonic plates sliding and slipping again like they have in the past, that it would pressure the earth at this particular spot, and then all of a sudden we would wake up one morning with this vast evidence of an ancient city that has been laying beneath the ocean bed, or the water in the bed, where it says that these high-resolution sonar images showed rolling white sand plains and a beautiful image of a urban development in this area. So they know that the city is down there. They have found paved roads, cobblestone roads. This has been since 1968, that they found the first signs that this man that predicted it, Edgar Cayce, had predicted these things. And sure enough, along about 1967-68, there was discovered ancient artifacts, ancient, huge marble pillars of a city that lays underneath, buried beneath these water graves, let's say, for this city. Who lived in that city? Were they before Adam? Or from the time of Adam to the flood of Noah, because we don't know of any city that's made and displayed, although some of the writers expressed a large land mass that lay between Europe and America. And this was reportedly the lost city of Atlantis. And the lost city of Atlantis were advanced, mighty ones, who had the ability to go from Earth into the heavens in their spacecraft. If you've ever read the legend of Atlantis, it's amazing that they had harnessed the power of the heavens. The solar energy was then stored in reservoirs in the Earth, and they used this power, unlimited power, cheap. Nobody had to pay for energy, for heating, or for travel, even leaving the Earth in powered vehicles of this type of energy that was way above what we would know today as nuclear energy that powers our submarines for up to a year without refueling. It's amazing what we can do with nuclear power. Geologists have recently believed that a land bridge once connected Cuba to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, and portions of the Cuban island are believed to have been submerged in the sea on three separate occasions in the distant past. Thereby, by using sophisticated sonar and videotape equipment offshore, engineer Polina Zaliski and her husband Paul Winzerwig and her son Ernesto Tapines have found megaliths of a kind that you would find at Stonehenge or Easter Island. As he did a recent interview, some structures with a complex may be as long as 400 meters wide and as high as 40 meters. Some are sitting on top of each other. They show very distinct shapes and symmetrical designs of a non-natural kind. And we've shown them to scientists in Cuba, the United States, and elsewhere, and nobody would ever suggest and has suggested that they're natural. It is for certain that they are man-made or intelligently made by something other than nature. Moreover, an anthropologist affiliated with the Cuban Academy of Science has said that still photos taken from the video clearly show symbols and strange inscriptions. It is not yet known what language the inscriptions are written in. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something very mysterious going on in the earth. There are mysteries that are hidden on top of the earth that we haven't found. I could mention to you, in the far jungles of Peru, they have recently found pyramids man-made. Nobody knew they were there. But since the time of flight introduced as planes crisscross, they took pictures of these temples. Some have not even been investigated. What are we going to find in the mystery element of the earth when earth finally reveals her mysteries, not only of those present, but those past, to reveal what our future is going to be, because nothing new under the sun for what is to be has already been. The sonar images, he goes on to add, bear a that it's too early to draw conclusions from the evidence collected so far, but much more exploration is waiting for us once we get the funding that we need to search these things out. And so far, none of the governments of the world have been interested so far to fund the expedition that would go beneath this ocean. It's only half a mile down. Very, very shallow waters for an ocean. These cities are emerging and coming up. Mr. Casey predicted that they would show themselves, and like I say, divers, just divers, in a wetsuit and an air tank, have gone down and taken pictures of columns, marble hewed, chiseled out marble columns. Did the seat of Cain build it? Or was it built before Cain? Did the ancient legend of Atlantis, was it really true? As some of the writers of the distant past have spoke about, a marvelous civilization that flourished in the Atlantic Ocean, and that's where the city of Atlantis comes from. That word, Atlantic, comes from Atlantis, or the fable or notion, whether it be fable or true, only time will tell. We do know for sure that man-made objects are resting one half a mile, large columns, 40 meters high, hundreds of meters across, like an urban city sprawling beneath the ocean floors on the glistening white sand at a shallow depth to reveal itself in time to come. Now, with the land bridge connecting Mexico and Cuba and the Yucatan, and that the artifacts resemble the Mayan temples. Who are these Mayans? Nobody knows. Were they a bunch of Mayan Indians that have now claimed that they have forgotten everything that they knew, that it's been bred up? These Mayan Indians are not the descendants of these people that built these enormous cities. It was the Atlanteans who caused their own eruption and the destruction of their land, Atlantis, the land of Atlantis that lay between the United States and Europe, a great landmass sunk beneath. Now, do we have the shifting plate of the last day to shift the land masses away from the area and drain the basin, leaving a giant hole, and just like the waters appeared out of the reservoirs of the wells beneath the earth that came up and flooded the Tarim Basin? It could happen again, and this giant void could then again be filled with dry land and the ocean slipping farther away from the exposed areas of the Yucatan, Cuban, the Americas, and all points like down to Chile, heading toward the South Pole. What lays beneath the mass tonnage of the South Pole? Could it be that the land masses were frozen instantly, oceans shifted and became solid ice, and beneath that, is there a Garden of Eden? Could it be at the North Pole, like many have suggested, that at one time it was a tropical area, and now it is frozen over with large amounts of miles and miles of ice frozen? Could this happen again to uncover, that would be catastrophic, much life, much destruction would happen if this happened, in a worst-case scenario, that if it did, millions and millions and millions and millions of people would die. However, has Yahweh got a long-range plan that in the last days that the mysteries would be finished? Is it time for us to take a good look at these structures on a plateau that forms the bottom of what is thought to be a mud volcano, 650 to 700 meters beneath the surface of the ocean, and along with what is clearly a geological fault line? And it is well known that ancient civilization liked to build at the base of volcanoes because the land is fertile, and it was a fertile region at one time. The tantalizing possibility, entirely speculative now, is that the legendary sunken continent of Atlantis is ever proven to have existed, and these structures having long been submerged beneath the shallow waters at this particular point. Before we go into the deeper, miles deeper water that form the Atlantic basin between here and Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, there is more information needed, Mr. Weisenwig said. We'll prefer to stay away from the subject because it has great potential scientific interest, but it must involve serious authorities on ancient civilizations and much money to uncover these vast cities that we know that lay in this area beneath the ocean. However, if we have the shift around 20 and 12 that could involve the shifting of the tectonic plates, and we have large land masses of weight tonnage slide off into the ocean at one point to cause a void and an opening or a rising in another area of the earth. And this is exactly what Mr. Casey said would happen. And he said the first effects would begin in 68, and that by 2020, we would know for sure that there was a continent advanced scientifically, nuclear power, nuclear energy. Not only that, but they harnessed the power of the universe called orgon energy, and that they used this energy in succession. They used it as they advanced, and then they finally got the energy that they desired, which could create an energy system, propulsion system, that could cause craft to be lighter than air. Do we have those type of craft available now through back engineering techniques of the ancient remnants of the visitors from the heavens who left evidence of their whereabouts? And it is actually prophesied on a large column in the South Americas, Peru, where in these temples through Mexico, Yucatan, and down into Peru, there is ample evidence that these were star gods or ancient ones with tremendous knowledge who built these ancient cities long before the present-day Adam. And that we are just now beginning to learn about what is coming in our future. It is so fascinating that the Havana China-based company, Advanced Digital Communications, discovered the site in July of 2000, using side-scan sonar equipment to view what resembled to be a large underwater city complete with roads, buildings, and pyramids. Now, talking about pyramids, there was a doctor from Miami, Florida. This happened about 25 or 30 years ago. Saw scuba diving with his friends in the Bahamas off the coast of Bimini. He was hit by a propeller as he submerged and was knocked unconscious. His marvelous story that I told here before on the mysteries of the ancients, this professional doctor told a wondrous tale of over 10 hours of being submerged underneath the water and lived to tell about it because he was chosen, he was told, by some superior force or being that was with him all the time talking in his head. He could follow the instructions. He wasn't dead, although he thought he was. He wasn't dead. And he was taken to a giant pyramid off the coast of Bimini in the same area. And there he was allowed to view a large pyramid over 700 feet tall, he was told. It would dwarf the pyramid at Cheops in Egypt. And yet they told him that they were intricately connected by the ancient Atlanteans who built these pyramids as energy systems, storage units, for the power that they were charging the ley lines in the earth through this marvelous technology that they had discovered on how to pull the orgone energy and the forces from the heavens and store them in these giant generators, which worked off of submerged water to cool like a cooling tower in a nuclear plant. That's why that in the Great Pyramid, they find salt deposits that are evident on the walls, and they wondered how, unless the pyramid was submerged in water at one time in this desert area. However, they told this doctor, who was permitted to go into the pyramid, this giant 700-foot, and he said it was capped with white limestone that looked like a silver diamond standing out in its image as he approached it. He was amazed and in awe of the beauty of this giant structure. He was told to look at the pyramid, remember what he saw, and then leave. And he wanted an artifact from this pyramid to prove if, since he was going to live, he asked him if he was going to live, and he said, yes, you will be picked up. So he asked for an artifact, and he was permitted to take a large crystal that was sitting in the center of the pyramid with golden forked tones, where he said it was visible that there was arcing fire at one time present upon the crystal, which he said was the separator from the metal, the pure gold, as it drawn from the universe this unique, wonderful power that they told him about that would be discovered soon, and he would be able to come back to the pyramid at the appropriate time because it itself would submerge from beneath the ocean where it laid now through a massive land shift. I know this is sounding amazing, but the doctor was judged sane. He had witnesses that he was knocked back under the water. His buddies were scuba diving with him, saw the evidence of the boat propeller hitting him. Blood was there. And yet, when he lived and he came back to tell this marvelous story, that the the only pyramid, he said, in the ocean, and it's not the only structure, but at the appropriate time. That these things will be revealed when the mysteries of heaven are revealed for the final man to prove the existence of Yahweh, to prove an intelligence power, and to prove that the mighty ones who created everything here and gave it a name, gave it a cause, and gave it a purpose, and gave it a reason, that man in his evil attempt to rule over others have subjected the planet to negative powers, and by this man has ceased to become the master that he was intended to be, and he's now left because of a great cosmic war, both in the heavens and on the earth and under the oceans. That was a dispute between the great ones, the doctor went on to say, and that at the proper time, these great ones will return from the heaven. They're called the mound builders, or the serpent mound builders of the serpent race, who had much knowledge, who had advanced scientifically, and they're coming back from which they were driven from for a short time. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is basically come and gone here tonight, but I've enjoyed part one of the mysteries under the waters. And tomorrow night we will continue these great mysteries, and we will see the things that are evident coming to pass in the last days. And we will go into a Spanish trawler that was charted to explore the Cuban coast for shipwreck, and her adventure on this chartered boat and the things that was revealed to her and the unusual shapes that first appeared on the film's sophisticated side-scan sonar equipment in the summer of 2000, as they were actually looking for buried treasure. And the Spanish galleons that had sank there in this area with large treasure troves aboard, that's really what they were looking for. And they found something unexpected with their sonar imaging. We'll continue with part two tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. We're going into some of the great in-depth mysteries of the lost continent of Atlantis, and the wonderful science that they had developed, and the things that they had used and employed as tools when they greed and the power and the quest, because there was another civilization that lay in an opposite ocean in the Pacific, and these became sworn enemies. They both had technology advanced, and by warring with each other, they caused the end of the system known then, the breakup of the tectonic plates as they moved and shifted and caused entire different continents to emerge. And then the introduction of Adam as a replacement to subdue and to bless once again with a righteous seed. And of course we know the story of how that Satan, the evil ones, who injected their seed into the earth right along with the righteous seed. And again, we start phase two of a new beginning that has a desolate end. Just like the system of Atlantis had a beginning, but it had a desolate end. Are we doomed for the same failure and mistakes? Make no mistake about it. We know that there's much knowledge. in the last days that will increase, and it will all be for evil purposes, with Satan himself once again and his fallen ones here upon the earth. And remember Dagon, the fish god, the amphibious fish god, which had the ability to live in the water and under the water, on the earth and in the earth. And those mysteries we'll explore tomorrow night. Don't miss tomorrow night. We got a great one for you tomorrow night. So Yahweh's richest blessings be with you. Now, if you would like to write me, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me tonight. I'm live here on a Monday evening. You can call me at Post Office. Well, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. As I give you again my Post Office Box number 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip again, in 37824. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has got a way of revealing his secrets. I would like for you to pray on these things that you hear tonight. If you'd like to have this series, when it's finished, you just call me at area code 423-626-2172, or you can write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, and that's the zip, 37824. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with our time running out here, I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul out of the great state of Michigan and Mississippi, respectively. Dr. Gary's from Mississippi, and Brother Paul's from Michigan, the great state of Michigan. Dr. G, I call him, 1-877-289-7439. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Now, if you would like to call Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748 for StemTech, Dr. Gary, Miracle 2, and Vitamir. Now, those products, it helped to keep us on and make it possible for us to be on 5 nights a week on WWRB. We greet you in the lovely name of Yahweh. We're going to see you very soon, praise Yahweh, and that'll be tomorrow night at 11 Eastern Standard Time on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world. And we'll see you then. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.